Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to come to you today.
Amen.
I want to do a prayer. So if you will, I'm going to read a prayer. It's out of the Book of Prayer by Stormy O'Martin or Martian. Mm-hmm. And it's a great book. And I tell you, if you need a prayer book, it's a good one. And if you email our website and you're interested in it, let me know.
Amen.
I'll see what I can do to get you this book of prayer. It has prayers for anything that you may be going through. So I'm just going to read one.
Amen.
And you could just kind of bow your head with me or acknowledge the prayer. And it says, Lord, I know that times of disappointment are inevitable because life can't always live up to our expectations.
True.
But when someone or some situation fails me, Lord, or I fail myself, help me to remember to put my expectations in you.
Lord.
Help me to remember that the happiness and fulfillment I experience in life don't depend on other people or situations. They depend on you.
Amen.
You are all I need in every situation. You can do everything. You can do anything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I wanted to start that and thank God for that.
Amen.
We're going to talk from the topic of God is the only true judge. Okay. He knows the full story. So
God is the only true judge. Amen.
He knows the full story. We're going to be coming from, so that you can get it ahead of time, Ephesians 2nd chapter 4 through 5.
Ephesians.
Chapter 4 through 5. So those are going to be our key scriptures, but I'm going to reference a couple others you can just jot down.
Okay.
So let me know when you have it and we can kind of start today. So Ephesians 2nd chapter 4 through 5.
All right, I'm in.
So we're talking about God being the only true judge. He knows the full story. So recently we had Ruth Ginsburg passed, and she was a female justice, notorious. Okay,
yes.
In fact, they called her Notorious RBG, Miss Ginsburg. And, you know, a judge, a lot of us, we judge, but we really don't have the credentials to judge. You know, to be a judge, you hear all sides of a story. You listen to witness testimony. You rule on the evidence that's submitted. You know, you make a ruling. God hasn't appointed us to be a judge over anyone's life except our own.
Amen.
Judges have life terms usually when they're appointed. And that's earthly laws while we're here. But God is the only judge that is the God of our lives.
Amen.
The gods of every person on earth's lives.
Amen.
And he knows their makeup. So we're going to speak about grace and mercy tying into that judge concept.
Amen.
So Ephesians read, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
Amen.
So two words that come out in that scripture, mercy and grace. So mercy is defined as, and this is using the King James the dictionary in the back. It says compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone who it is within one's power to harm. So mercy is when you can pay back someone and you really don't.
And you don't.
Okay, you can, you have the evidence that you could really turn them in, okay? And it could be something that, now, realistically, if it's a crime, that's something different. But when you have a situation that you can be merciful to someone and you don't, okay, that's when it talks about compassion and forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
Grace, on the other end, is an undeserved favor, or gift. So mercy, you have this evidence. You can turn them in, but you can look the other way. Grace is something you actually do. It's undeserved favor or a gift. We like to call it a blessing. Amen. So let's tie it back into forgiveness. So forgiveness, you say, Lord, forgive me. I forgive him. He did me wrong. She did me wrong. They did me wrong.
Right.
Forgive me, Lord. Forgive them. I forgive you and move on. Okay, amen. That's internally. Mercy, I have the evidence that I could turn them in, but you know what? I'm going to look the other way. They seem like they're trying to get their life together, whatever. Mercy. Right. Grace is, although they didn't give me something when I needed them, I'm going to give them something now. Ooh, although mercy. They weren't there for me when I needed them to be, I'm going to be there for me now. Although they didn't help babysit my kids, I'm going to show kindness to their kids. Although they didn't call to check on me, I'm going to check on them. Although they never came to any of my accomplishment ceremonies, I'm going to be there for something that's happening in their life positively. So grace takes a level of action. Okay, amen. And forgiveness you can do within. I forgive them. I moved on. Mercy, you know, I'm just going to not exercise the right to pay them back. But grace is where you show that you've forgiven
an
someone.
Action.
Yeah, when you show that amen. You have, you know, you moved on. Why? How does God show grace to us every day? By waking us up.
Amen.
By allowing us to get our knees back met. By keeping us from catching COVID or delivering us if we've caught it. No, okay? No. Keeping our paths, you know, protected. Mm-hmm. That is all grace, undeserved gifts or blessings.
Amen.
And if we're made in God's own likeness, then we should be exercising the same thing. Easier said than done. A testimony would be, you know, in my life, and I'm sure you have it, people that, you know, weren't there for you or, you know, said you'll never amount to anything, whatever. Okay, and you have the evidence, if you will, to make a ruling and say, you know, they'll never be anything. God got them, you know, God will fix them or whatever. But
amen.
The thing with grace and mercy and God being the only judge is that he knows the full story. He knows
amen.
Their heart. He knows their background. He knows how they're wired, why they do what they're doing. We don't know that.
Amen.
You know, in judges, amen. When you bring evidence to judge, they hear the whole thing. Sometimes it takes them weeks or months to deliberate. Sometimes years, because they have to hear all the testimony.
All
we
facts.
Go by one or two things. We go by what we heard,
whoops.
What we saw.
Whoops.
Even if we live with a person, if we're blessed to, you know, God blesses us or we bless ourselves to go find someone, whichever the two.
Right.
And, you know, we live with them. We think we know them.
Right.
And we do. Okay, but there's a side that God knows in their secret parts. Okay, and their secret intentions. He knows the why, the physical why. So I think that if I had to leave a point with you, it would be, you know, let God be the only true judge. You know, Sierra has a song out, Russell
Wilson's
wife. I never can get his last name. But, you know, and they love the Lord. And
amen.
She has a testimony how she left her record company because she wanted to go another way. And she's doing some empowering things where it's positive. And she has a song out that's called Level Up. That means get to the next level. You know, as long as we focus on others and making sure they get their just due because they wronged us and get upset when they are blessed. Look, we can never level up. We can never go where the Lord wants us to go.
Amen.
Our second scripture I wanted to read is Ephesians 31:32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage.
Ephesians what?
It's Ephesians chapter 2:31-32.
Okay.
And I can read it. Let's see.
Ephesians 2:31-32. Okay.
I'll read it. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice, intention to do wrong. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Ooh. And I'll make sure that you get the exact reference where it came from. But it's in the book of Ephesians, and it talks about
Ephesians 4:31-32.
Thank you, sir. Thank God. And it talks about why we aren't able to extend grace to people. Why? Because we have bitterness, we have rage, we have anger. You know, we feel that they don't deserve our blessing. They could be doing well. Well, heck, you know, they make more money than me. They don't need me to bless the pastor. The pastor drives a better car than I drive. You know, the pastor, you know, he doesn't need my gift, okay? She doesn't need my gift. She has a household. She has a husband. Why do I need to help? You know, things like that, we have to, we rationalize and we try to be judged when God has just commanded us to go bless the person. We don't know what they're going through, but we rationalize looking at the evidence that we see, not knowing the full story. So again, let God be the only true judge. Romans 9:14 says, what then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. That being said, when judges make rulings, sometimes, you know, it doesn't seem fair. Okay? They've seen all the, heard all the evidence, and we feel that it should have been another way. But God being the only true God says in this word, hey, look, you know, I'm not unjust. I just know the full story.
Amen.
I'll have mercy on whoever I will, not based on what you think, you know, but based on the whole scenario.
Amen.
Okay, so let's commit to being open-minded and saying, Lord, you know, I don't necessarily agree with how they treated me or what they did or what they said.
Right.
You told me to forgive them. And if I get an opportunity to bless them, you know, meaning that God puts it in your heart to bless them, the grace, the same way we've been extended grace from God, let's extend grace.
Amen.
Let's level
Amen.
Up. Let's focus
Amen.
On ourselves,
Amen.
Our next level. You know, whether it's in him and our businesses and our life, and stop focusing on trying to create or look through evidence to prove someone guilty.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Okay, whether it's our president, you know, whether
That's
it's our spouses, whether it's our children.
Amen.
We are not judges. God
Amen.
Is the only true wise
Amen.
Judge.
Amen.
And he's the word of God in Romans said, is God unjust? Not at all. Now, sometimes a real life judges get it wrong because they're people. Okay. Through all their studying, you know, they get it wrong. They're people. Okay. But God is the only true wise God.
Amen.
And it says that he's never unjust.
Amen.
So if you see someone getting blessed, you know, that you feel that shouldn't. Hey, look, just focus on you. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Just focus on your paths. Proverbs says, look, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans here.
Amen.
Okay? He'll establish your work. So I want to leave you with focus on you, your plan, your work, your, you know, your place in God, your place in society, if you're starting a business, education, whatever.
Amen.
Focus on that. Let God, you
Let
know,
God
hear the
up.
Cases. Okay? Let God hear the cases.
Amen.
Let's just focus on that. And according to his word, as we commit our ways to the Lord, he'll establish our plans. He got us. So it will be a blessing for us.
Amen.
We'll be okay.
We'll be all
you know? Yeah, let him deal with the things that, you know, we're concerned about. Okay,
Amen.
And let's pray to him regarding that. But let's keep focus. Let's keep focus.
Amen.
And that's what I'll leave you with. So if we can, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're the one true wise God. You don't make mistakes. We hear half the evidence. We see half the details. We only know a portion of the story, and we make a ruling. Forgive us, Lord, where we've judged others when you should have been the only true judge. Forgive us, Lord, where we spent so much time trying to, you know, proclaim a sentence for others when we should have just left it in your hands and focused on ourselves and our walks with you. Help us to do better. Father, stir up our gifts in us. If it's something we should be doing, if it's something that we should be pursuing to fulfill our purpose here on earth before we get out of here, show us so that we will not have this extra time to focus on others' judgment. Expand our territory in the name of Jesus, that we won't have frivolous time. You know, expand our territory, that we will have other things to get involved with that are positive.
Yes.
Father, that we can stop focusing on other people's blessings and see how you are blessing our lives.
Yes.
Lord, we give you our life today and ask that you make something beautiful out of it.
Please.
Father, will we fall short? Forgive us. Will we should have went left and we went right? Forgive us. Lord, show us even this week that you're with us. Lord, show us we're on the right path. Put us on the right path.
Please.
If we're not there, make something beautiful out of our lives. You can do anything.
Yes.
You can do everything. We put our trust in you and help us to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Amen.